Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Right now, at 13 minutes to 6, it gives me great pleasure to tell you that I have on the line Amor Berger-Smith, Director and Head of Privacy, Data Privacy Practice at Worksmans Advisory Services. Amor, thank you for being with us this afternoon on 101.9 Hi FM.
Afternoon. Thank you for having me.
So, Amor, many of us were hugely concerned when we turned on our phones recently and got a requirement from WhatsApp to agree to certain new conditions, failing which we would lose our accounts. That's 2 billion of us, I believe. What is your take on the requirements that they have insisted that we agree to? It seems to me they're asking a lot.
Yeah, well, I think that is the view of many users out there, and therefore we've seen, I think everyone's seen over the weekend a major migration away from the WhatsApp platform, and people are now running and joining competing platforms and thinking that, you know, that offers a completely different approach to privacy. So we've seen a lot of people migrate to Telegram, for instance, in South Africa. Now, the reality is this is a complete overreaction. Okay. And I think it is partly due to the fact that we haven't stepped back to fully understand the new and the advanced WhatsApp business model, because WhatsApp now affords businesses, and in this time we live in, where online businesses are becoming more and more important, the ability to offer their services on WhatsApp and WhatsApp groups, and to market and to sell on WhatsApp. So payment platforms, for instance, is part and parcel of the WhatsApp platform. And if we unpack what WhatsApp has asked us to do, and if it relates to, you know, what they actually intend to do, there are two core things that will happen in terms of the policy changes in on the WhatsApp side. Number one, WhatsApp now comes steps forward, like they ought to do in terms of data privacy legislation, and very clearly and in a lot of detail explain to people that they, as they are, in light of the fact that they're part of this bigger Facebook family,
yeah,
that they share certain information within the Facebook group of companies, the Facebook family. Now, that's not in itself untoward, because if we look at the GDPR in Europe and the concept of legitimate interest, it provides for the fact that information can be shared within a group of companies. But the question is whether the users are aware of this and whether the users agree to this. So WhatsApp, that now stood up and said, but listen, we remind you, we share this information on, and I'll get back to disinformation, we can delve into that within the Facebook group. So they do exactly what data privacy legislation asks of them. And then the bigger thing, they now, for the business customers, users that they've got, provide that those businesses can elect to store their data with Facebook. Now, there's nothing wrong with that in itself. And the question that we need to ask ourselves is whether we put the responsibility on Facebook, WhatsApp, or whether it is, in actual fact, this specific business dealing and the business offering the business model through WhatsApp that should tell you as a data subject that we are storing and our information with Facebook. The same as they would tell you we're storing with third-party data service providers. It could be Amazon. It could be Facebook in this instance. So I think in the initial reaction has been very strong to something that policy changes that to a large extent, actually it's cosmetic. And I think the bigger important thing in my view is if we compare the policy statement of a WhatsApp to that of Telegram, which is currently the most spoken about platform.
Yeah.
It doesn't differ that much. And I think we need to realize that. Telegram also share personal information amongst, within the Telegram group of companies. So yeah, what are we actually being so concerned about?
I hear you, and I find it absolutely fascinating conversation. I just wish I had more time. But I mean, it is interesting that they are now wanting access to my contacts' details. And that seems to take it that extra step that makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, but that's not actually what the terms say. And I think that's one of the things that people have pulled out and think, but
and if
you scroll through my phone and grab all my contacts and disseminate this information within Facebook. I'll admit I've never been on Facebook. I'm not a Facebook user. It's my election, and I am very protective in relation to my privacy. But you know, and most people are on Facebook. But if we unpack what they actually say with regard to that other contacts within your group, they are not saying that they are going to just grab all the contacts in your contact list, and they're now going to start slice and dice that information. That is in actual fact not what their privacy terms say. And I considered their privacy terms, and I compared it to Poppy specifically in South Africa. So then I've just found it. I'll read it for you. So it says your connections. And then they say, you know, they can access this user services and connections and other contacts, your other contacts.
That's
but listen carefully to what they say. If any of your contacts aren't using our services, we'll manage this information for you in a way that ensures those contacts cannot be identified by us. So, but we missed this because these are a lot of detail in a document. So they themselves say, but we won't, we'll see it because we can see your handset and what's on it. But we undertake to you that we'll deal with it in a way that we ensure that we can't identify who that number belongs to. So if you read in between it, it's actually, we can taper it back quite a bit.
Yeah, a more fascinating conversation. I wish we had double the time, if not triple the time. Perhaps we should continue this conversation at a later date. But thank you for taking the emotion out of it and for bringing a sane perspective on something that I know certainly personally I found very emotive. So, unfortunately, I have to leave it there. But thank you. Thank you for speaking to us. That was Amor Berger-Smith, the Director and Head of Data Privacy Practice at Worksmans Advisory Services.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.